This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is not Friday.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's Thursday.
Dude, every day this week I've woken up and been like, Nope.
Nope.
Because usually by Friday, you feel like you've done enough stuff during the week that, yes, you've
ready,
earned it.
Ready for the weekend, you're ready to celebrate and get ready for the next weekend.
Yeah. Really? You prepare for your next weekend? You sound like my friend, this skinny girl. I hate her for this. She would eat lunch. We would eat lunch at work together. Mm-hmm. And she would be thinking about what she's going to have for dinner while she was eating lunch. Skinny girl.
That's
hate
so
her.
Weird.
She must poop a lot. That's what I get. That's what I get from that. But yeah, it is. So many things have happened this week.
It's been a busy week.
Plus the past weekend, and then this weekend, a lot of things going on. There's a silent disco that I'm going to on Friday for the Positive People Posse.
Sweet.
And then on Saturday, Catterday.
Cats.
Oh my God, do you want to be my date?
Please.
Okay, good. It's a pub crawl, so I'll just drink your drinks.
Perfect.
Because you don't drink. But we're going to have Tori from the KC Pet Project in at 8:30.
And she's bringing cats.
No,
kittens.
Yes.
Yes. That'll hopefully make me feel a little better than what I am now.
Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know. But it was not pleasant this morning.
I walked into the studio, Buzz family. What? How many gallons can fit in that cup? Please tell me.
I believe this is probably 64 ounces. Or so.
Is that like a 2 liter?
This would be half a gallon.
Jeez, I'm crow. That's what I had to say. There's a giant cup that once had cotton candy in it.
Mm-hmm. Bought it from Walmart for $2. And it's been our water cup. But I needed a little assistance this morning because I was worried I wouldn't make it the entire way here without evacuating my stomach contents out of my oracle cavity.
Which one is that?
That'd be my mouth.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I guess oracle. Oracle? Really? Oracle?
I don't think that's a word.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that sounds more prolific.
Yes.
Than anything. Giant. Okay, so basically in English, he's got a giant cotton candy cup here that he feels like he may throw up in.
Yeah. This isn't the first time that I've brought in a cup with me to places, because I have been driving 60 miles on the highway before, actively thrown up into a cup, trying not to swerve.
Wait, have you ever vomited on a plane?
Yes.
Really? Did you use the air sickness bag?
I did.
I have never known anyone, I've been on a lot of planes, never has someone thrown up in those air sickness bags.
It was embarrassing.
I bet it is.
I was in the middle. I knew from the, before we even got off the ground that this is not going to end well. I was in the middle row, middle aisle,
middle seat. Yep, middle seat.
And then there's two people that I have no idea who they were. And this is from Long Island, so like LaGuardia to O'Hara.
Okay, to Chicago.
The night before, I drank a 1.5 liter bottle of wine all by myself. Not a good idea.
1.5 liters. So that's almost
that's almost cup. This entire cup. And so on the descent down, I'm trying to quietly just like...
Yeah, it's very hard to evacuate from that part of your body quietly. It's very quiet because, I mean, you're retching. Literally, your body's going like, get out of me. Get out of here. Get out. Wow. We are disgusting.
Yeah.
We're going to have to clean it up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens after this song then.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Still not Friday.
Mm-mm.
No.
I think this is the first morning that I haven't been fantastic.
Dude, you're fantastic 24/7. Your body may be not feeling that well, but to me and in my heart and soul,
aww,
Chris from down the hall, you're fantastic. I love you.
I love you.
I was talking to someone, to remember the Buzz family, at Kegs and Eggs yesterday, and I just mentioned the schedule, the things that that I have had to do and go to and things I'm very excited about this mm-hmm. this past week. And I was like, my God, it's one thing after another. So many things are happening this week. She looks at me and she goes, welcome to Kansas City. Something awesome. Like, once it finally gets nice outside, something awesome is going on basically every day, every night, until it gets cold and snowy again.
24/7, 360 warm.
Warm? 360 warm?
360 warm.
That's not what it's like. That's not what it's like here. I have a couple friends that just visited from Los Angeles that were thinking about moving out here, and they're just like, yes, like, let's do this.
Oh, they wanted to move.
150%.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
They're back at their place right now selling stuff.
Great.
So they can move out here. They said it looked like on Instagram that I was having so much fun, and mm-hmm. that the city's, it's great mm-hmm. to be able to move here, especially from there, because,
yeah.
I mean, there you make $100,000 a year, and it's about the equivalent of $20,000 here.
Yeah, and the bottles of water are like $14.
Yeah. The only place that I told them, because they came to Buzz Under the Stars, the only place that I told them that was monetarily equivalent to the prices in Los Angeles were, you know, beer prices at mm-hmm. a venue. That's the only thing. That's the only thing. So they were so excited. They came here. There were a couple crazy storms while they were here. I was like, I guess this is something that happens at this time.
Yes.
But it's awesome, and they loved it so much. They're selling their crap and moving out here.
I love it.
I'm really excited. So, you know, this week has really shown me a lot with Kansas City. I've been here 7 months, and I thought, like I said a couple days ago, I thought I understood Kansas City. I thought I got it. I thought I got it in my soul, and like how great the Buzz family is, and how they just can go through hell and back and still stay for a concert mm-hmm. 2 hours later.
I know a lot of people say that, oh, their city's the greatest, but there is definitely something to Kansas City.
Yes.
There's something about it that it, I don't know if it's just the perseverance of our Midwestern heritage, but
I think it is.
Yes.
To be perfectly honest, like, I'm very logical, so are you. I watched, somebody asked me if I wanted to go see the new Avengers movie. I have not seen any of them. That's not my, like, bag as far as movies. I like old British, like, like period pieces, but I was like, I would rather watch this 14-hour documentary on the Dust Bowl
yeah.
instead. And so I did, and wow, history.
History.
Like, built into the Midwest's soul.
Oh, for sure.
Like, in every fiber of the Midwest people's being is just the ability to persevere through crazy nature
mm-hmm.
against all odds.
And yeah, our ancestors decided to stay here through all it and not go to, like, you know, the coast, the beautiful areas. Like, well, we've decided to stay in this area.
Yeah, and out and just hope and pray and wait out some horrible weather that made it so that there couldn't be crops growing for like a decade.
Right.
And I know that that's like an extreme, but it also, that's, you know, we live in a much more civilized mm-hmm. Time now, but it feels that way. It is built into the Buzz family. You know, I mean, Buzz Under the Stars, for me, and maybe not for everybody else, but to me, seeing that long of a wait between if we were going to play, if the show was still going to go on, watching people just standing out there after it stopped lightning, standing out there and just waiting for an hour and a half.
I was starting to feel bad for the band. I'm like, oh man, they're going to go on and play, and there's not going to be very many people. Mm-hmm. Once we got around the corner and saw everybody that was there, I was like, holy cow.
Right. They felt like there were more people there after the 2 hour delay.
Yeah.
Than there were originally.
I'm impressed.
I am. Yeah. Same here. It just goes to show. I think I watched about 3 seconds of the 1975 and just instead looked around at everyone who was just having the greatest time after really horrible weather conditions.
Yeah, to be honest, I was getting a little cranky and crabby towards the end. I'm like, all right, this, we just need to get over with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But wow.
Yeah. When I moved here, I knew that people really loved Kansas City in their hearts and souls. Like, it is mm-hmm. etched in people's hearts and souls here. That's why they wear the logo all over the place.
Yeah.
That's why people don't move, you know? They're like, I'm not moving anywhere else. Everywhere else sucks but Kansas City. I saw that. I heard that. I thought I understood it, but I get it now after this week. After, of course, Buzz Under the Stars. After people, maybe it's people against nature in my head. That's how I'm feeling right now about it. But people standing outside in the rain for kegs and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
There was a lineup.
Yeah. And some of them had umbrellas. Others did not.
Impressive. Buzz family.
Yeah. This is perseverance. I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed. And I guess I have to go stand outside during a tornado and film to show you all that I want to be here and that I want to do this and that I ain't going nowhere.
I think that's a requirement of a Midwestern longevity, is at one point during the tornado sirens, you have to go outside into the danger and look for the tornado.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that because I'm going to prove. I've got to prove. It's like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Where the Last Crusade, where he's got to walk where it looks like it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to throw the dirt and he sees that it isn't invisible. It's just like an illusion. Yeah, that's going to be me.
Sweet. But just remember.
What?
Like Mondays at 1 p.m. when they go and do the siren tests.
I thought those were Wednesdays.
I don't know. I think every place is different. Okay. There's usually like Mondays, the first of the
Maybe
month.
Maybe it's different
at 1
in Raytown.
But yeah, don't go out searching for tornadoes then because you won't find any.
So technical.
Yeah.
So technical. Wait, do they really do it with different days and different times in Raytown?
I just know it's Monday at 1 p.m. Maybe it's different in Kansas City proper.
I swear to God it's Wednesday. I'm sure the text line will tell us. And then they'll tell us to kill ourselves.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
That's how you start a seance.
What was that?
I don't know. I put the headphones on during that song, which I guess I've never done since 19, whenever the song came out. I felt like it was getting quieter and louder. I don't know if that either means A, the studio's possessed.
Could be.
Or B, that's how they recorded it. Using my logical mind, I will pick A, obviously.
Of course.
No, there's no such thing as ghosts. We'll get into that at some other point.
Okay.
But I don't even know if there's a show going on tonight anywhere.
On Thursday.
Mm-hmm. But you get basically 1.5 days of rest.
I mean, it's been a busy week. We need a little rest here.
Okay, well, you can rest today.
Oh, good.
But Saturday, we've got the Struts at KC Live. And I've got a pair of tickets plus Coors Light Party deck passes. And I just found these, so I have a couple. We're going to give them out to the first 5 callers that call in right now if you want to go. Saturday, KC Live, it's the Struts. And if, you need a little inspiration, how about this?
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Hello, The Buzz.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, driving to work.
My phone is blowing up now because I lied, and MGMT is tonight. I lied.
Oh, yeah.
About what
show.
I know, I sting. It's just been a long week. How's your week been?
Oh, it's long. My son's been sick, now my wife is sick. It's great.
No, did you get it from Jeremy?
I did meet Jeremy whenever I met Foles.
Okay. Oh.
So I'm going to blame it on Jeremy.
Oh, God. She's going to, like, poison my drink, I swear to God, for saying that. How are you staying not sick if your whole family, if your whole household is sick?
Benadryl.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I count that one to Benadryl. Make sure you take it when you're ready to sleep.
No driving or operating heavy machinery, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to go to the Struts on Saturday?
I sure would. That would be amazing.
Oh, what's your first name, my friend?
Billy.
All right, Billy, we'll see you at the show.
Catch Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Chris, I'm just really glad you haven't used that cup to vomit in today.
I'm glad it's empty.
Dude, I can't even... Even the idea of that makes me a little, like if you were to do it, I would do it in the studio too.
I had to find a big enough one that was wide enough that I could fit my whole mouth.
Wow. That's true professionalism.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what most of us have done, you know, as we earned our stripes in radio, you know, vomited in the trash can from a night of overdrinking or something. I know that's not your case because you do not drink, but.
Well, this way, because the trash can is probably 7 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And this way I can just. I can.
You told me that you weren't feeling well once, and you realized that when you were in the shower, so you stopped showering and leaned over vomited in the toilet.
Yep.
But you're already in the shower.
But I can't get the chunks to go down the drain because then they're going to get stuck, and I got to pull them out.
Can I borrow that cup, please?
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
School is already hard enough.
It is.
It's hard when you don't have any money. It's hard when your parents don't live in the nicest house.
Mm.
And now school in Rhode Island is making it even harder for kids that just can't make it monetarily.
Any student with unpaid lunch debt will be given a sun butter and jelly sandwich instead of the option of a hot meal.
I had the same ham sandwich every day. Every day. I can't even look at a ham sandwich anymore because of that. My mom would make the same sandwich, and then she would give me three Oreos and then a little thing of applesauce. And so during snack, I would eat the Oreos, and then I would sneak into the closet, the coat closet, and eat my applesauce.
What?
This is a true story. Music festivals are upset because retailers are calling this certain kind of tent made out of plastic a single-use tent, mm-hmm. and people are using that single-use tent and leaving it at music festivals. Over 2.5 million, quote, single-use tents have been left at music festivals.
That's not what single-use means.
What does single-use mean to you?
Well, you got to use it once, and then you got to take care of it and throw it away.
Right. Well, these people are leaving it there. But this is just, it's a lot of plastic, and so they're comparing it to that, which is another reason why I feel like everyone needs to make me stop feeling like Ted Bundy when I ask for a straw at a restaurant. I mean, because they do.
How dare you?
My response is usually, as long as CVS is printing those long receipts, still, give me that damn straw and stop making me feel like a murderer. Chris, you like going to estate sales and stuff.
I do.
Found anything very interesting hiding in something else?
Hiding in something else?
Yeah.
I have found... No.
Oh, I wish you were the guy that found the Declaration of Independence.
I wish.
Well, these women thought they bought Legos, didn't check in the box before they gave it to a kid. And it's from a thrift store. This is what was actually in it.
They thought it was a child's present. When the child opened it, the 3 pounds of drugs discovered inside.
Yeah. 3 pounds of drugs instead of Legos.
When I go to thrift stores now, I'm just going to start looking in things.
Right. Inside things.
Right?
I mean, this is pretty rare.
The drugs worth an estimated $40,000.
One time I was checking in the pockets, always checking the pockets of the pants at thrift stores, right? I checked in the pockets and I found a pill, so I put it in my pocket and I went home and I took it. And it was just like a... It was for blood pressure.
Oh,
sucked.
That's boring.
It could have been so much more fun.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
As Freud would say, events in our childhood have a great influence on our adult lives, shaping our personality.
Freud, are you a passenger?
It's a Titanic quote, yes. Freud has also spoken on the theory of like childhood influencing you as an adult, and now Blink-182 has. Yeah. Yeah, this song to me, it seems like a prequel of a movie. Like, it explains a lot of stuff that would explain why they're like they are.
Oh, I love information like that.
Musically, I can hear the Simple Creatures influence, and Simple Creatures is Mark's side project. No new album details yet, but this is Blink-182's new one, Blame It on My Youth. That's brand new Blink-182. Song's called Blame It on My Youth. There's no new album information. They just dropped that brand new song. We did know that they were working on an album, pretty close to done with it. But that song actually started as a drum beat, Travis Barker. Kind of hear it a little bit, that it's just a little bit more complex than usual. And they developed it. Blink-182 coming to town on September 8th with, you remember Chris?
Lil Wayne.
Ugh. Yeah, those tickets go on sale tomorrow, I believe.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
Bro, you don't look good.
I'm not feeling good.
You're like getting a little sweat and it's clammy looking.
It's coming more and more frequently in harder and harder bursts. I am healed over. Healed over.
Healed over? Okay, well, we can look at... Oh, my God. Wait, look. I'm sorry. You are dying right now, but look what I found in the system.
What is this doing in there?
I don't know what this is doing in there. Living La Vida Loca in the system. I'm sorry, you don't feel well.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Just don't look good.
It's coming from internal. My internals. We got strong pains in the abdomen.
Okay. Wait. Wait. Have you ever WebMD'd your symptoms?
It's been a while.
Okay.
That place is like the final end-all be-all for medical information that is 100% accurate and does not deviate from the truth.
I remember my friend had a problem with her cat's eye. Like, her cat's eye was being funny, so she WebMD'd it. And I was like, I don't think you can WebMD your pet, but might as well. Okay, so what's your age?
I am 32.
32, and your gender?
I'm a male.
Okay, I wasn't going to assume.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. What is your main symptom?
My main symptom is cramps in the intestinal regions.
Okay.
And not just like going to the bathroom cramps, but like hard. Someone is twisting your intestines in like a little snake hole.
A snake hole of intestines. All right. So I have cramps. Okay.
I don't want to say there's any light bleeding.
Current medications.
I am not currently on any medications.
Okay. Past or current conditions. Badass mofo. Oh, it doesn't let you put that in there.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
Where does it hurt on your body? Like, point to it.
Right here, my
okay
navel, lower stomach area.
Okay.
Right above the pubic mons.
Okay. God, you are so clinical. All right. And how bad is the pain? 1 to 10.
When it hits, it definitely goes to a 6 or 7.
A 6 or 7. Okay. Let me see. All right. WebMD. Severe pain and cramping. How is your back? Does your back hurt a little bit? A
little bit.
Like lower?
Yeah.
Okay. Severe pain and cramping in the abdomen and pelvis, lower back and leg pain. Do you have headache, dizziness, the D, diarrhea, nausea?
Yeah, a little less on the headache, but everything else, absolutely.
Okay. According to WebMD, you are going through menstrual cramps.
Oh.
Chris, you are going through menstrual cramps.
I'm having my period.
According to WebMD,
I'm having my period.
Yeah, you're having your period. Chris, you are.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
As if school wasn't hard enough, a school in Rhode Island is punishing the kids whose parents can't afford their lunch.
Any student with unpaid lunch debt will be given a sun butter and jelly sandwich instead of the option of a hot meal.
Honestly, dude, I think that they give you better food in jail. I don't know, like, firsthand, but I think so. I've found $20, $50 in the pockets of pants when I go to thrift stores. You gotta check the stuff you buy.
Always.
Where's the beef? What's in the box? You have to check. Well, this woman didn't check. She saw this box of Legos and purchased it, and then this happened.
When the child opened it, the 3 pounds of drugs discovered inside.
Meth.
Meth.
3 pounds of meth equaling to $40,000.
In a Legos box?
Yeah. I say that's a find. That is like finding the Declaration of Independence in the back of a painting. Chris, an entrepreneur in my brain is someone that can see something that others can't. They see something that's not there, and then they create it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a zoo in Prague has decided to take something that they have a lot of and make it into an exhibit. Can you guess?
Penguins?
Nope.
Giraffes?
Nope.
Alligators?
Poop. Poop.
Well, I guess they would have a lot of poop.
A zoo in Prague is quizzing patrons which poo goes with which animal.
Do you want to go?
No, I don't want to go. Should we do that with DJs here at the bus? Like, which poo belongs to which radio DJ? You know what? I think I'm done with the news today.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Tori, you always bring... Did you hear that? You always bring the best things ever.
I can't not bring kittens.
Little baby kittens. How old?
They're 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
This is what... This one wants to be on the radio, I'm guessing.
It does, very much.
Hi.
Oh. You have Vagar.
Vagar. Yeah, you named them after... I'm the only person on Earth not watching Game of Thrones. And so these names are very foreign to me. I called one of them Thorax. I think that's a bone or something. Or a muscle or
thyroid.
Something.
Thyroid.
Yes, thyroid. But we will talk about this and the reason you're here, Catterday.
Yes.
I'm counting down the minutes. We'll do that right after Panic at the Disco.
Catch Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
My heart, Tori. You always bring in the best presents.
They're pretty sweet.
5 weeks old?
5 weeks old. We have, we were calling them the old school Game of Thrones dragon kittens.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Balerion, Sunfire, Syraxes, and Vhagar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're from the books, but yeah, they're tiny little dragons, 5 weeks old.
Okay, wait, they're kittens.
They are kittens.
Okay, because dragons aren't real, right?
They're... wish.
Okay, okay. You don't have one just somewhere on the new campus of
somewhere.
The KC Pet Project?
Yeah, they'll totally come in one
okay,
day.
Okay, okay. Wow. Call me if that does happen.
I've had a Euromastes in that sort of looks a little dragonish.
What is that?
It's a reptile.
Oh, okay. Somebody just leaves that on the porch?
Yeah. we had like seven in. It was crazy. They were all, yeah.
So people have brought in or you've found animals where you're just like, I need to get an encyclopedia right now. Wow.
Yeah, it's like you hear they're coming in and you're like, oh, got to pull up Google and try to figure out what this thing is. And how do you care for it and everything.
That's how I feel like that's what people do to me too. And they're like, what is this? Is Jordan Silver? I don't know. Tori, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited I don't even want to call it what the day of the week actually is because it officially is not. It is actually Catterday.
Best day of the year.
Yeah, and this is the first time you guys are doing it.
It is. Project. Yeah, we're super excited. I'm hoping the weather cooperates, but Catterday, it's going to be, we're all descending down on the East Crossroads from noon to four, and there's going to be about 400 people out with cat ears on and cat attire, and it's all for a good cause to help these adorable kittens.
And it's a pub crawl. We're getting drunk.
We're getting drunk, but it's for the kitties.
Right.
Totally for the kitty.
And that's what matters. Nine stops for nine lives.
Uh-huh.
I read that. There's going to be nine places to get booze and hang out with cats. It is 21 and up. But I did notice that it's not exactly a dress code. You don't have to dress up specifically, but what should people wear if they really feel inspired?
Well, cat shirts, like the kinds that you find like at, you know, Walmart or Amazon, some like really creative cat shirts are really encouraged. Leopard print, head to toe, also very encouraged. We are providing cat ears to all of the attendees, and the first 425 people actually get light up cat ears.
Woo!
So it's super exciting.
Woo! I think the weather looks like it's going to be good.
It's supposed to be like in the upper 60s, kind of cloudy, but we'll take it. So
Take clouds over anything else than that. So this is the first one, so you haven't done one yet, but what do you think it's going to be like? People are going to, you know, have Uber drop them off because we're going to be drinking.
Absolutely.
And they're just going to hit the crossroads. What are they going to see around them? What kind of things are going on?
Lots of cat enthusiasts. A lot of the stops this weekend are also providing drinks and drink specials that will benefit KC Pet Project. So like at KC Wine Works, you're going to get a wine slushie. It's a passion fruit wine slushie.
Mm.
And all of that goes to help the pets. We're also going to have our official Catterday in the Crossroads t-shirts for sale. They're $22 from Normal Human. And they're amazing. If you haven't seen them yet, head to our Facebook page and you can under the events and see all of these amazing photos of everything we're going to be offering. We also have a raffle with things like a handmade cat tent. Looks like a little circus tent for cats.
I saw that on your Facebook.
Yes.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We also have lots of cat themed records that somebody gave us. So like old school like records like.
Is there any way I can go through that before you guys give that away? Because we have like two cat songs in the system, and I know there has to be more, but I can't. It's just that one Presidents of the United States song, and then something like Cat Scratch Fever or something.
Oh, you could play the theme from Cats the Musical, you know.
I could.
Totally, totally radio friendly.
The problem is I have to dance to that every single time I hear it, and I feel like you as well.
Absolutely.
Would just be like, da 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 da. So how is this event going to be benefiting the, 3,500 cats and kittens that come into KC Pet Project a year?
Yeah, so all the money raised this weekend is going to go to help these guys that are in the studio here. We're getting multiple litters of kittens in every single day right now, and we have lovely fosters like Ashley, who's in studio with us, that are helping us take care of them. So if you're interested in fostering, definitely hit us up because we have a lot of adorable kittens that need to go somewhere. And, we provide all the medical care for them and all of the supplies that all these fosters need. So it's really critical that we raise these funds this weekend.
What would be the requirements for being a foster? Someone's listening right now and they are thinking about it.
Actually, all you have to do is just go on our website at kcpetproject.org and sign up under the foster tab. And we will get you hooked up with some kittens or an adult cat if you're interested in that, or dogs, of course. We foster dogs as well.
We're not talking about dogs
today.
I know.
We will let dog people in this weekend if you are a dog person, but yes, this event is definitely going to the cats.
Wow.
But yeah, it's actually really, really easy. A lot of people, if you just have a spare bathroom or a bedroom, it's the perfect place to keep these guys, and we provide all the supplies and food and everything.
Oh, that's amazing. Just keep an eye on them and make them. Ashley does a great job. These are the nicest smelling kittens I've ever smelled, and she didn't think so, but I think that they smell incredibly
nice.
They are adorable. They're just wandering around the boards here.
They really are. I'm waiting for them to actually push something that will change everything. Oh, actually, yeah, now, right now. Which one is this one that's with me?
That is Vhagar.
Vhagar. All right. Uh-huh. If we go off the radio, that is Vhagar's fault. But I am not moving her because she's so cute.
She is precious. They're all so cute.
So I saw you guys, 400 tickets are already purchased for this.
It's incredible.
Is that, you know, this is the first one, but is that beyond what you guys expected?
It is. I think that we kind of expected maybe a couple hundred people to show up. But, I mean, we had that sold pretty much in the first week of the event. So it's been a really great event for us. And it's, I think a lot of people are really excited about it. I've heard entire teams of friends coming out. Parking is always an issue in the Crossroads. So we definitely recommend Uber and Lyft because, you know, drinks.
Right.
And or, you know, have a designated driver. But yeah, definitely wear cat stuff. If you go on our Facebook page again, there is a Pinterest board with some inspired looks that you can go with this weekend. So it's really going to be a great time. And just for the people watching alone, seeing a whole bunch of people in cat stuff is going to be amazing. And we're having a costume contest as well.
Yes.
That you are a part of.
Yes. I'm going to be judging.
Yes. You're totally judging.
This is my dream. There's a new Panic at the Disco song called Hey Ma, Look, I Made It. And that is how I feel. I'm going to send my mom so many pictures of that. I know. I saw that. I believe it's 5 o'clock today is the last day. It was the last day and time to buy the tickets online than at the actual event.
Correct. And we are actually getting to the point where we may sell this event out. So I would recommend if you're buying tickets to get them today because we at 500, we are officially sold out
wow.
for this year.
Wow. I got to get my tickets.
You have tickets.
Oh, okay, good.
You're good.
Okay, I was going to say, I show up and go, hey, I'm supposed to be the judge of the contest. Well, where's your ticket, fool? I know Tori. And you're like, I don't recognize that woman. That's just
we would let you in.
So there's going to be an official hashtag.
Yes, it's hashtag CatterdayKC. And that's actually how you enter the contest. And we're also going to do best Instagram photo. So it's all on Instagram. Posting. And so if you have a team out and you're taking a team photo and whatnot, you will get prizes. We will award all the prizes after the event, as well as draw the raffle winner. So you don't have to be anywhere or do anything like that. So it's just posting with the hashtag CatterdayKC to get involved. We're going to have a map of all the places you can go to, whatever bars of your choosing. You can go to Normal Human and see how they actually print the Catterday shirts. So that's pretty exciting. And a lot of these places also offer food. So, you know, if you're hungry, you can actually eat at a lot of the bars.
Not cat food.
Not cat
human food.
Human food.
And there are no cats that are going to be there because of health, health rules. Because, yeah, the government is a total Debbie Downer, won't let us have cats there. But people will be dressed up like that, and it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I'm so excited for this event. One last question. How's the new campus coming?
It is coming along. We're actually just rocking and rolling with construction. We're going to have catios there for the cats that are going to be in the shelter. We're working on that naming throne room that we talked about last time.
Are you really? I swear to, maybe we need to get, I'll buy the Game of Thrones, throne, the one thing that I know from the show.
Oh, yeah. You need the Iron Throne.
Yes.
And so we can name all of these kittens. I mean, there are, 400 characters of Game of Thrones, so we could just easily name.
Yes. And everybody watches it but me. So yeah. If people want, are these kittens spoken for yet?
They are not spoken for. So we'll take some pictures and post them on our Instagram at KC Pet Project so you can see them. But if you're interested in adopting them or any of the kittens in our shelter, definitely reach out. We always have more coming available, and we can get you hooked up with some of these fosters who are fostering them so you can get first dibs.
Awesome. Catterday this Saturday, Crossroads, noon to 4. Get your tickets today.
Yes, absolutely.
5 o'clock, you're not going to be able to get them online, and it really sounds like it's going to sell out. There are so many cat people here.
It's true. It's kcpetproject.org/Catterday.
Can we go play with these kittens again now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Listen to some music or something. I don't know.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Boss Cobb, he just ran into the studio. What are you doing here?
Well, I had taken his charger mistakenly last night, and I wanted to make sure we got it back.
That's Laszlo's.
Yeah, it
for
is.
A fact. Wait, you came back here at 8:50-something just to return that. Are you scared of him?
No, well, I'll be at work.
I mean, he is a pretty intimidating guy.
He is, but he's cool, once you, hang out with him a little bit behind the scenes and stuff,
But not if you take his charger.
But not if you take his charger.
Okay, thanks, Los Cons.
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
And the MVP steps up to the plate. That's you. Yep, turn the wrong one on. There we go.
Morning.
You sound so much better.
I do actually have somewhat of a voice today.
You do? Did you actually go to the doctor's?
I did.
Okay. What did they say?
laryngitis. Yeah. So I'm technically not supposed to be talking.
Well, I'm just going to say that's the worst for a radio DJ.
But they said as long as I'm not doing like Shakespeare, I should be fine.
Do they not listen to the 90s at 9?
Oh, it gets nuts.
It is Shakespearean.
I figure I think as long as I don't have to yell at like Hartzell or Cause or who me. Was here, which where did he go?
He came to drop off the charger that Laszlo uses all the time.
I don't know what happens in this building after 6 o'clock.
Should we stick a camera in here and find out?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I think we should because it feels like every time we come in here and things are in disarray, it's something that happened after 6 p.m.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Hartzell and Cause, they do their own thing.
It's always interesting to listen to, too, because we know what's going on behind the scenes, so we're just like, what?
But I can't listen.
Oh,
to
okay.
It,
well.
Yeah.
Oh. Because, okay.
Because I would come in and just murder everybody.
Okay. Yep. Honestly, it feels like you're one of these days you're going to get to that. Oh, my little cough.
That's fine.
Little coughing point. So I really, you win the game ball for the week.
Because it's been a week, hasn't it? We've had a lot of stuff.
Every single morning I wake up and I'm like, is that Friday yet?
It felt like Friday all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was Wednesday. I know. Like this morning I got up, I was like, oh, Friday. Nope, it's Thursday.
Right. And Thursday's usually the busiest.
Oh, yeah, so.
But you're feeling better.
Much better.
Okay, you sound better.
I've almost got a voice. It's almost back.
Mm.
So, it's this nice, like, low, raspy thing I got going.
For real. Can you say, hey, baby, you can comb my hair?
No. Good try, though.
Thanks. So, last night, I was looking through some photos that I found from the mixtape tour.
Yeah.
That we went to. Did you get these photos?
Oh, I did. Kay. I told you.
I know. And then I went to look for it. So basically I stood and I've learned my lesson. We'll never, ever, ever get seats in front of Jeremy ever again.
You should know this by now.
I knew this. I learned this lesson the hard way. So I was sitting three rows in front of her and Salt and Peppa came on, which is, again, my song.
Your karaoke jam.
My karaoke jam. So I was basically doing karaoke and didn't think that anybody would, you know, when you're in a concert and you're in the moment, you're in the moment.
Right.
No, Jeremy put it on her Instagram.
Yes, I did.
And I very rarely get embarrassed, but that was embarrassing to me. That was embarrassing to me. So I was like, if she got that good of a shot of me, then I wonder if I have one of her. And you said, I probably did. Well, I did.
Oh, yeah. Because, so here's the thing. You didn't know you were three rows in front of me to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
We started texting. I was like, where are you at?
Right.
And then I realized you were right in front of me. I saw you before you knew where I was. So I was ready. Like, I knew as soon as Shoop came on, you were going to lose your mind. I knew that was going to happen. So I was ready with my camera.
So
and I got it. But then the entire time, you and your girlfriend are that couple that take selfies nonstop. You guys took more selfies during that show than I think you did of the actual show.
No.
Yes.
No, she's cute. She's cute. That's why I had to drink
She is. Over. She's very cute. But the funny thing was, me being directly behind you, I was able to give you the, like, disappointed mom
That's what I thought was going on.
Through the entire set of all of your selfies. I am in every single one of your selfies.
Yeah. I thought you looked a little disappointed and disapproving, but I couldn't tell exactly if you're giving me the finger here or it's just fuzzy.
Some of them you got, I was like on my phone, not really paying attention.
Well, this one,
but I'm literally in every single one of your photos.
It's great, like right between her and I. Like,
yeah.
There's this little 3-inch space.
Single one.
So I'm going to post these.
And as you're scrolling through, I'm telling you people, so many selfies. You are that girl at a concert. You are.
But listen, it was full of girls like that at a concert.
It totally was. It was a New Kids concert. You're the ones taking selfies of yourself with the band behind you.
Yeah.
And then selfies with your friends and then selfies with all the other people that are taking selfies. So many selfies.
Well, guess what? In a roundabout way, I've got a selfie of you.
Oh, you got lots of selfies of me.
I'm going to post this because it's so funny how you just are. It's like a magic eye. Remember those from back in the day?
I am front and center in every single one of your photos. Well, not front, more like back. But I am in the middle of every single one of the photos of you and your girlfriend.
Yes, it's hilarious.
It's like we're a throuple at that point.
Would you like to join?
No.
Will you please say in a sexy voice, can I you can comb my hair, baby?
No, because you're going to want to take a selfie of it.
So?
Too many selfies.
Well, no, I would focus 100% on combing your hair.
It's a lot of selfies.
I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you.
I'm glad you feel better. And it's been kind of crazy having you sick because, like, we all have to kind of think because you're sick. You're sweating.
I've still been here.
I know.
Like, I'm still here. I just haven't been on the air. Clearly, I probably shouldn't be on the air today because I sound like this. But I got to do my job. I need a paycheck.
Jeez. Ugh. You need to use some of that sick time. I'm sure. Listen, you've been here how long?
16 years now. Yeah, I just had my 16th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 16 years. That's crazy.
You should probably have 2 years full of sick time.
I've never taken a sick day. Even this week, I didn't have to take a sick day because I was here.
All right, you're setting the bar, the unachievable bar for the rest of us. I've been running around with hand sanitizer, just like touching everything.
Oh, believe me, I have too.
Okay, good.
I've been following everything with Lysol. But then I found out I'm not contagious, so that's even better.
So then we can kiss?
No.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.